Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Hammer Drops. I am, of course, your host, Leak. I hope you guys are having a great start to your week. It is Monday. It is a great day today. We're going to tell you why. Today, we're going to talk about Trump and how Trump just seems to be like one step ahead of these liberals, and the liberals are fucking crying. Oh my God, you can go on X and you can hear them bitching and moaning up a storm because effective today, the SCOTUS has unanimously 9-0 said that Trump can be on the ballot for president of the United States of America. This is huge because over here in the state of Illinois, you have a traffic judge who decided that she wanted 15 minutes of fame and tried to take him off the ballot. Well, guess what? Now that SCOTUS has ruled on it, it's unconstitutional and they cannot do that. So the left is running. Not only that, but a federal appeals court is going to allow the controversial Texas immigration law to take effect if SCOTUS doesn't intervene, and they haven't yet. What does that mean? It essentially means that Texas police, the National Guard, once you cross over illegally, they can arrest you. Finally, the great state of Texas has been protecting our border for so damn long, and now finally, we have a win. And believe me, that does not make him happy because, you know, Biden, I said this before, Biden wants these criminals, these migrants to come in to our country. Now, I would be okay if you come over to our country legally like anybody else. You come over, do it legally, and if you're with a family, then that sure tells me and many other Americans that you are, in fact, looking for a better way of life. But as I disclosed in multiple episodes, I've told you the numbers. There are single fighting-aged men coming and crossing our borders in the millions. Okay? They're not here to make better. I mean, we've seen what they're doing. It's migrant crime, as Trump would call it. It's migrant crime that is running rampant. They don't care because what is our government going to do? Nothing. They're giving them money. They're telling them to come over. This is Joe Biden's America. And they want to always flip it to make you seem like this is Trump's fault. But when in fact, Trump has called Biden out numerous times on this. Joe Biden can shut down the border by saying close the damn border. He chooses not to. This border, as much as he wants to make everybody think that it is a Republican thing because they don't want to sign a bill that's piggybacked by more of our tax dollars going to fucking Ukraine and going to Israel. We need to worry about what's here, not what's there. So let's get into this. So this is what Fox is reporting right now. So an appeals court actually on Saturday reversed a lower court's decision to block Texas from enforcing a new state law that would make illegal immigration a state crime. So we had an appeals court try to block it on Saturday. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals went against U.S. District Judge David A. Ezra's order to block Texas Senate Bill 4, but also put its own ruling on hold for 7 days should the Biden administration want to appeal. And of course, the Biden administration is going to want to appeal because they want these migrants to come over. We know this. I've explained how they need to keep the Electoral College up, you know, so they can have their, you know, their representatives and how they're in those states that they're depleting the population. They're putting these illegals over there. Hence why, you know, they don't want you to. That's why they don't like voter ID. They don't want voter ID. And they're saying that it's racist for voter ID. Well, how is it racist? Answer me this, folks. How is it racist to ask for an ID to vote in a U.S. election? Okay. When in the United States, you need a license to drive, and you're asked to show your license if you get pulled over by the police. If you go to buy beer, you have to provide a license and state-issued ID before you can purchase or consume alcohol. You need a state ID in order to get to buy a gun. You need a state ID to get a credit card, to get a house, to get a car. But to open up a bank account, you need a state ID. But apparently, you don't need a state ID to vote. Think about that. You need ID for everything else, but to vote in an election. Does that make sense to you? Because that sure as hell doesn't make sense to me. So, moving on. The new law allows state authorities to arrest and jail illegal immigrants and would give state judges the power to order deportations. This is why the Biden administration is going to fight it. The Biden administration, again, doesn't want this to happen, but it's going to. Come hell or high water, it's going to happen. The law was initially set to go in effect March 5th, but will now be put on hold until March 9th. So, starting March 9th, unless the Supreme Court intervenes, March 9th, Texas can start arresting these illegals and sending them back. I mean, we already know numbers are skewed down at the border. You know, they're saying 6-7 million people, illegals, have crossed. Like Trump said today in his press conference after the SCOTUS ruling, it's more like 15 million have come across the border. And I find this funny. Trump and Biden both went to the border. Biden goes to a spot where they barely ever cross over. Like, there's like nothing going on down in Brownsville, Texas, where Trump, who is more of a man than Biden is, actually goes to the heart of the fucking problem, right where they're crossing. Where the barbed wire is, where all of the razor wire, all that stuff is. Trump's there. And yes, I'm going to sit here and say I support Donald Trump when his first day in office, when he's reelected president, the rightful president of the United States, and he does a mass deportation and gets rid of all of them. I said it once before. I'll say it again. I support that. And don't get crying liberals when you say, well, what about the kids? Stop using kids as an excuse when it comes to this, okay? If they crossed over illegally, they all need to go back. The only reason why you liberals probably want the kids here is because you have this weird fucking trafficking thing that you got going on. So let's not get into that. And remember, if you think this episode is going to offend somebody, definitely share it with them because it's about Trump. And we all know liberals and little whiny little crybabies will get offended by this episode. So let's move on. So Ezra, who presides over the Western District of Texas, ruled last week that states may not exercise immigration enforcement power except as authorized by the federal government. Texas Governor Abbott, however, maintained that the state has the right to defend itself, and it does, from an invasion at our southern borders. And it does, folks. We are being invaded. Texas will immediately appeal this decision and will not back down until our fight to protect our state and our nation from President Biden's border crisis, Abbott said in a statement at the time. Now, I know I went on the record before about Abbott and his ties with the WEF. And At first I was kind of thinking that, you know, maybe, you know, there was some kind of connection because the collapse of our systems, you know, starts with mass migration. Okay. The collapse of, you know, healthcare and all that stuff. So I'm still not really 100% sold on Abbott, but I definitely like his, I'm agreeing with his stance on the Texas border. Although I think it had maybe come a little bit too late. It should have happened a lot sooner, but it's happening now. So I will support it now. Definitely. So the law was one of several moves by Texas to curb the flow of migrants into the state. Abbott has repeatedly accused the Biden administration of failing to enforce immigration laws and record numbers of migrants entries and encounters at the southern border. Now, we must not forget what is going on, you know, to the north. Our northern borders are kind of going through the same thing right now. So let's not let's maintain focus on closing and shutting down all of our borders. I mean, I can tell you right now, if you want to go to Canada, it is such a pain in the ass to go to Canada. Okay. Every fucking car is stopped. Everybody is, your ID is checked, everything to a T. If you have one embellishment on your record, you ain't crossing the fucking border. Why don't we have that here? That's how it needs to be. Okay. And I don't like Canada. I've been kicked out of Canada. They don't like me. So I don't like them. The feeling's mutual. So let's see here. Let's move on to Trump. So like I was saying in the beginning of the show, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that Trump has every right to be on the ballots for election. It's up to the people to vote who they want for. And this, you know, and again, the liberals and the left will sit there and want you to think that Trump's this dictator. Okay. Everything that they say about Trump is literally what Joe Biden's doing. Joe Biden is a fascist. Okay. And you fucking liberals who say, you know, you don't want to, you know, Trump is fascist and this is that. It's like, you obviously do not know what fascism is. Because if fascism slapped you in the face, you'd still think it was Trump when it's actually Joe Biden. Okay. Look at, and I've talked about this before, Mussolini, how he came to power. Mussolini was a fascist. And what he did to gain power is exactly, to a fucking T, what Joe Biden is doing to Donald Trump. He has weaponized our judicial system to go against Trump. They are trying to deplete his money so he can't run. They're throwing everything they can at Trump so he can't be president. The only countries that do that, and only people that go after their leading political foe, is a dictator. And that is exactly what Joe Biden is. And for all of you screaming again, I see it, like, it's popping up now all over social media about, I guess France just gave the right for, you know, women to have an abortion. It's a constitutional right in France. Hey, great. That's France. You want your constitutional right to go murder babies? Go to France. Okay. Go there. Bottom line is, I support abortion when, you know, in cases of incest, rape, if it's, you know, the mother's going to die, you know, of course I support it then 100%. But if it's just because, oh, I don't like the sex of the child. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, you know, I got so drunk. I got, you know, knocked up and stuff like that. I mean, come on. There's got to be a time for it. But I mean, now that's the new thing that's going around now too, because let's face it, they have nothing else to throw at Trump. But what people don't understand again, and I'm going to say this one last time, is the whole Roe versus Wade. All that did was take your government from being able to dictate what you can do, okay, what the federal government can dictate, and brought it back to the states to dictate. So if you have a problem with your state not allowing you to have an abortion, that is your state. That is not the federal government, because the Supreme Court gave the rights back to the states and took it out of the federal government's hands. You need to remember that. It's not Trump. It's not Congress. It's not the Senate. It's not Republicans. It's not Democrats. It's your state. So whatever. So like in Illinois, if you're not allowed to have an abortion in Illinois, which you are here in Illinois, because you have progressive Democrats here. So yeah. So that's why they're saying, oh, the Republicans aren't going to allow it. The Republicans can do a national ban. They're not. It's up to the states. All right. Enough about that. I kind of went off on a tangent about that. So this is good news for Trump. Another good news piece of news is that the hearing for SCOTUS, for Trump to be immune for presidents to be, you know, have immunity rights, is coming up. So his cases in D.C. and all that other stuff for the January 6th are all put on hold in wait of what SCOTUS is going to rule in that. Now, like Trump said, you know, he's not just doing it for immunity just for him, because let's face facts. If a president does something when it's in wartime, if he orders the killing, you know, of a ISIS leader or whatever, Okay. Presidents should have presidential immunity in those cases because presidents have to do things that normal people don't, and they shouldn't have to be tried for it. And that's what Trump is trying to get. But the left doesn't want that because we already know why. I'm not going to have to get into that. But look at it like this. For all you liberals, now, wouldn't it be such a shame if presidents don't have immunity rights that, or I don't know, let's reopen and go back after Bill Clinton. Let's reopen and go back after Barack Obama. Let's, go after George W. Bush, Dick Cheney for their criminal acts with the Iraq War. Do you understand the Pandora's box that would officially open? And then we can go after Biden for all of the stuff he has done that we have proof on. Yeah, you don't want that, do you? So that ruling should be coming very soon. And I think once that ruling does come, that's going to have a major, major impact on how the district attorney or whatever his name is. I don't even remember his name, honestly, how those cases are going to go, and obviously the appeal over New York, because I mean, literally it was the judge. It was the DA that decided what Trump was going to pay back, even though all the documents were legit. Everybody was paid back. There was no victims, no nothing. And a $353 million fine. Obviously, that's in appeals or going to appeals. I'm sure that that's going to be overturned. This is all, again, just stuff to try to slow Trump down to take his money. But here's the problem. Liberals, all you're doing is feeding into Trump. You're making him bigger and bigger and bigger. I know plenty of people, if you can arrest Trump today, and plenty of people are still going to vote for Trump in 2024, and he will win the election. And wouldn't that be just very, very odd to have a president win while being incarcerated? I mean, who does that? I mean, what? Brazil does that. Venezuela does that. Russia does that. Now, I guess we're a banana republic here at home, because we're going to start doing that. So it blows my mind. So it's such a good day today with all of this stuff that's going on. Oh, one more thing. So apparently the CDC has changed the COVID guidance. So now COVID, like all of us, what would you call us? Conspiracy theorists have said since day one that COVID is just the flu, because now that is exactly what the CDC is putting out there. I can't make this up, but watch out for the norovirus, because that's making a roaring big roar. Like I said before, they're going to throw something at us. It's just going to happen. It just is. A funny thing, funny story is, so yesterday it was a beautiful day out here. I'm in Illinois. I'm in the Northern Illinois, and it was beautiful. It was nice, sunny, warm, windy, and all this stuff. I mean, great fucking day for March. And then you go outside, all of a sudden I look at the weather for the next couple of days, and they're calling for rain, thunderstorms on Monday. I'm like, okay. And I'm starting to pay attention to this more, because I've been doing some diving into like weather modification and stuff like that. And it's like, I've been looking into that for a while. And now, for those of you that don't know, maybe our government isn't seeding, but they are definitely paying other companies to do it for them. And when you look up at the sky, the difference between chemtrails, and some people don't believe it, they all think that chemtrails are contrails, but let's be honest here, folks. Contrails disappear. Chemtrails are usually an X formation, and they don't disappear. They make these clouds, and then all of a sudden it starts to get cloudy. And lo and behold, it started to get a little bit cloudy yesterday, and then it kind of went away. This morning I wake up, I'm driving in down to Chicago, and I'm like, it's nice. And all of a sudden, the closer I'm getting towards the east, it starts to get foggy. And, but mind you, beforehand, I'm looking and I see them hard at work making their little trails and X's and all this stuff with all these planes flying around. And all of a sudden it starts to get cloudy. It got foggy and then cloudy. And then all of a sudden it's just cloudy out. And I guess now it's only supposed to storm up in Northern Illinois, where we're supposed to be all of like Chicago area and all that stuff. And now it's, it's going downtown. I guess somebody fucked up, because I guess they didn't put enough, whatever they're supposed to be up in the clouds for, those chemtrails. Because, I mean, it's cloudy out, but I wonder if we're actually going to get the storms like they're predicting. I mean, literally, pay attention to the sky. If it's in X's and, if they're calling for rain or something or bad weather or something in the near like day or two, you'll see them starting to do that stuff a lot more. So pay close attention to that. Reminder, in 1 day and 3 hours, the first polls will start to close for Super Tuesday in one more day. According to Fox, I thought Super Tuesday was, I didn't know it was tomorrow. Huh. Let me double check that here real quick while I'm on here live with you. Well, not live, but you get the point. Yeah, I guess Super Tuesday starts tomorrow. So, yeah. Well, looks like Nikki Haley, who won Washington, D.C., and they're all bragging about it, she won the swamp. That's all she did. That further proves that Nikki Haley is nothing more than a Democrat in Republican clothing. And I think Trump said it best when he referenced her and Nancy Pelosi and actually said Nancy Pelosi was smarter than Nikki Haley. I guess I kind of have to agree with him now. Because Nikki Haley's all pumped that, ooh, I won D.C. I won the swamp. So remember, tomorrow, Super Tuesday, according to this, and starts voting. So you got 21 states all on the line. So if you're in those states, make sure you get your ass out there and vote. Vote for Trump. Let's put him back in the White House, make him the nominee for the Republican Party, and have him fucking just kick a mud hole in fucking Biden's ass. Now, that's where I'm going to end it today, folks. I'll be back on Wednesday with another episode and again on Friday for you. So remember, if this episode may offend one of somebody in your life that is a liberal, be sure to share that with him or her, because, there's two genders, not 1,375 genders. Also, Biden, close the fucking borders. That's all I got to say about that. Close the borders, save America, and also Joe Biden, go fuck yourself and fuck Ukraine. Until the next time, folks, you guys be good to one another. We'll see you on Wednesday. All right, later.